Morning. We all know that Al Minhaj has a special significance. There are many levels of Minhagim. Some Minhagim are more important than others. The Minhag, which the entire Klal Yisrael do, has a special significance that the Shach writes in Yeridah, you cannot change the Minhag, you can't be in Neda, if the whole of Klal Yisrael are Makabel Minhag. Yam Shoshlema says, a Minhag that the entire Klal Yisrael do is like a Takona, it's like a Takona Sachomim, and Bezdin can't be Mevatel it unless they're greater B'chachmu L'minim. It's an interesting thing. In the Sefira, we know from the Gemara in Yevamos, it's a time between Pesach and Shavuos when Tamidei Rabbi Akiva were Nifta. It was a tragedy for Klal Yisrael, and we know it makes us Avelos. There's some different Minhagim, some people keep the first half, some people keep the second half. The Gemara doesn't say what type of Avelos, but the Pesach can bring down, not to have haircuts, not to get married. But there's a minhag which the whole Klal Yisrael do, which is not listening to music. And not listening to music is like, that is the what the Sefira is all about. It's like a very, very important minhag. And Hasidim, Ashkenazim, Sfadim, you name it, everybody keeps this minhag. Similarly in the 3 weeks, we have a minhag Klal Yisrael, not to listen to music. And what's so strange about this is, where is the makor, and what is the reason for this minhag? Where did it begin, this minhag? It's not mentioned in the Gemara, it's not mentioned in Rishonim, and it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. The Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, and the Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Sirius HaEmer mentions the minhag. And the way he mentions it is not quite what we do either. The Mogen Avraham there is discussing that you can't get married during these times in Sirius HaEmer or during the 3 weeks. And it says, but for Erusin, is Muta, which today translates to be engagements. You're allowed to make a lechaim, says the Mogen Avraham, but the minhag is that you don't make rikudim or mechayos. We don't dance. We don't dance, sing and dance. Doesn't mention specifically listening to musical instruments. It just says the minhag is not to dance. Rikudim or mechayos. That's it. That's the whole makor. Till the time Mogen Avraham is not mentioned, and from the Mogen Avraham, that's what's mentioned. After that, so Achreinim seem to expand it a bit. The Orcha Shulchan says on this Mogen Avraham, V'kol shekein sheloi lishmoya klishi, kal v'choymer, not to listen to musical instruments. It's interesting to say a kal v'choymer about a minhag, if that was the original minhag, fine, but if it wasn't, so it's an interesting thing to say kal v'choymer by a minhag. And also, is the kal v'choymer mochach? I'm not so sure if it is mochach. The Vais also in the tshuva also says it's a kal v'choymer. So we have to understand what's the reason of this minhag, why it became such an important thing not to listen to music during this time. What's it based on? So in order to understand this, let's go back and first learn the sugya about music nowadays in a more general sense, and Zeicha L'Chuva. And we'll see that the minhag ha'olam today of listening to music and playing musical instruments is not poshut at all. And it really needs a hesber what the heta is altogether. So we'll try and explain. Let's begin with the Gemara Gittin Daf Zayin. The Gemara there is discussing when you write a pasuk, you have to do sirtut, which is a subject on its own. You have to draw a line in order that the letters will be straight on the line when you write three words of a pasuk. And the Gemara says an example Sholchulei leMa'ukva, they sent to Ma'ukva Zimra Minolam de Asa. How do we know Zimra music is Asa? Sirtate v'kosav lehu, so he did a sirtat, he indented a line, and he wrote the pasuk Al tismach Yisrael al gil ka'amin. Don't be involved in the entertainment like the goyim. It's not appropriate for Yidden to be frivolous like the goyim. And that's the source that music is forbidden. So the Gemara asks the kasha, v'lishlach lehu mehacha. Why did Ma'ukva answer them from a different pasuk? B'sheh lo yishtu yayin yeh m'shech l'sheysa. There's a pasuk that says that you're not allowed to drink wine to the accompaniment of music. Answers the Gemara, imehahu. So if it would be just that pasuk, hava amina, I would have said Hanavel Zimra Demona. That's only if you're using musical instruments. Then you can't play a musical instrument accompanying drinking wine. Abul Depuma Shari. But if it's just singing without musical instruments, that could be Mota. That's what the Gemara says. Very short Gemara. And Rashi explains. When the Gemara says Zimra, music, it means L'Shoira V'Beis HaMishtois, to sing in places where they're drinking alcoholic drinks. Which implies that if you're not drinking, then there's no problem listening to music, or playing music. The Tosfos says there, Pirush B'Kodesh L'Shoira V'Beis HaMishtois, V'Chein Mashma, and that's really the Mashmos of the Gemara, because the Gemara asks, bring the pasuk b'shelo yishtu yayin, which is talking about drinking. So it implies that the problem of music is when it's accompaniment of drinking wine. Or b'perek basudah seita, the Mishnah, the end of seita says, v'shevitla Sanhedrin, when the Sanhedrin were dissolved, batel sheir b'beis hamishtois. Then they stopped singing b'beis hamishtois. It sounds like you're not allowed to sing v'beis hamishtois. Shenema b'shele ishtu yayin. That is actually the words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says this pasuk b'shele ishtu yayin. We'll discuss it further soon. But I just want to finish the Tosfos. Tosfos says, v'roi l'hachmeh b'chayotze v'ahim l'Yerushalmi. That really, you should be machmeh like the Yerushalmi, d'abakoy v'domich b'zimro, shemisamech b'yoyse. The Yerushalmi says, one is not allowed to wake up in the morning or go to sleep at night regularly to the sound of music. One mustn't use music as a way of waking up in the morning or going to sleep at night. Shemis anik b'yoysa, it's not appropriate to have this luxury of doing music b'kriyas in such a way. Says Tosfos, v'shisha mitzvah shori. If it's a mitzvah occasion, then it's mutar kagoyin, for example, b'shas chup b'shoyesim b'sameach osim b'kal. Rumei Shvanshin's Medayik, Tosfos says, kagoyin b'shas chup, which is mashma, any kind of mitzvah, so this mitzvah is mutar, and it's just an example, a chup b'shas b'sameach osim b'kal, who had another mitzvah also, fine. So really, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Seita that says, and the Mishnah says, Mishabatla Sanhedrin, it's going through the Mishnah there, all the Yerida Sadeus, and it says, Mishabatla Sanhedrin, when the Sanhedrin stopped functioning, then Batla Shem Beis Mashtois. And Tosfos is saying that's Mashma Dafka wine, but in Yerushalmi is Mashma, even if it's not wine, you're getting up in the morning, you're going to sleep at night, but you're doing it bekvias as a regular thing, that's how the Achrenim explain Tosfos, then it's also something you shouldn't be doing. But in the case of a mitzvah, it's mutar. On this, there's many very, very strong questions. First of all, why in the Gemara Gittin does it say that Astma Ukva Mizimra Minolam de Asa? It's a Mufurisha Mishnah in Seita. Now, Ma'ukva was a Talmud of Shmuel. So it was the beginning of the Amiroim, towards the beginning of the Amiroim. They jolly well knew the Mishnah in Seita. And the Mishnah in Sotah says there was a takonas chachomim mishabotl Sanhedrin, botl shem beis mishtois, sa'avada. The people knew that. What are you going to tell me? Maybe they were Amoratsim and never heard of the Mishnah. So then the Gemara wouldn't record it, because it has no relevance to us to explain how you speak to the Amei Haaretz who didn't know the Purusha Mishnah. Avada, we're talking about, they asked Ma'ofa, and it's recorded in the Gemara, they asked Ma'ofa, they're asking a proper question, and the question is, how do you know Zimra is Asa? But it's a Mishnah. And the Mishnah says, B'shele Yishtu Yayin. So what was the question that they asked Ma'ofa? Didn't they know the Mishnah? That's one kasha which Ramesh Feinstein asks. The other kasha is, Tosfos brings a raya from this Mishnah in Sota, that is mashma like Rashi, the Issa is only al hayayin. And Tosfos adds also there's an Issa, it's bikvias, when you get up, when you go to sleep, that's also us. But in the Gemara's mashma, nishtazai. Let's learn the Gemara in Sota. There's a lot of very important points. On that Mishnah, the Gemara says, first of all, how do you know that this Issa to listen to play music, but Mishnah Yayin, how do you know that was at the time period of Mishabot or Sanhedrin? We know from other places that the Sanhedrin actually went into Golos before the Churban Habayis. So to me, it's mashma, I haven't seen this in Mufurish, but to me it's mashma, the Gemara says, Mishabot Sanhedrin, that this was before Churban Habayis that they forbade music, forbade Mishtos, and we'll see later in Mr. Shamwai. So, Mimai de Mishabot Sanhedrin Kasif, how do you know that this Issa was from then? Om Ravonim, Reid Rabbi Shod, Om Akros, Kein Mishah, Shosu, Vapur Miniginos, and from Apostle. Full stop. Om Arav. Now Rav comes along, who was the Amora after time the Mishnah. Udna de Shoma Zimra Te'oke. An ear that listens to music should be uprooted. Omar Rava, that's later on in the Dairus. Zimra Babesa, if there's music in the house, Churba Basefa, it'll be destroyed. Shanema Abchur. Omar Abhuna, Zimra de Nogda Uda Bokra Shari. Music of Nogda Bokra. So Rashi says Nogda were people who pulled along boats along the river with Schoira, and they had a beat to, I suppose like they used to do with the African slaves rowing, they had a beat to make sure everybody is rowing in sync, or to make sure that the malacha goes smoothly. So Rashi says, Shari, it's Mutu Shena El Lazarzon Bimalachdom. That type of music, which is only to get the work done, is Mutu. Debakri, Rashi says, these are people who are plowing. They go to the beat of the music, keeps them on the straight line of the tzlomim, of the grooves. However, says the Gemara, Rav Huna says, that type of music is permitted. De gardoi osid. Gardoi eina ele lischoik. Other types of umnas, when they listen to music, it's just for entertainment. That's awesome. Now, this is Rav Huna talking. And Rav Huna is saying a difference between different types of malacha when you're allowed to play music, when you're not. These people who are pulling the boats, it's alayayim. Is there wine there? People who are gardoi doing their work, there's wine there? So the same Gemara that Tosfos is bringing on, Rav Huna is mashma, even when it's not alayayim. What's going on here? I'll say back. That l'chayr from the Gemara's mavua, that it's not dafka alayayim. The Mishnah Taka brought alayayim, the Gemara's mashma, not alayayim. Gemara continues. Rav Huna bitel zimra. Rav Huna stopped people listening to music. The same Rav Huna. Probably means in people's houses. Kom me'o avsa b'zuzza, o me'o sa b'chitza b'zuzza v'leibay. The price of food went plummeting down because people weren't eating anymore. People weren't eating anymore because if you eat and you're not relaxed, you don't eat very much. And the whole market of food went plummeting down. Also Rav Chizda came along, zilzel bay. He was mezelzel in it. Rashi says it means he wasn't moicheh when people listened to music. He didn't make such a fuss about it. What happened? The price of food shot up. See, Gemara is bringing out that music affects your appetite. But what the Pella is, if this is a Mishnah that we're talking about here, why did it say Rav Huna was Mevatlit and Rav Chisda was Mezalzel in it? I thought it's a Mishnah. If it's a Mishnah, it's a Mishnah. You don't need an Amora to say you have to keep the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. And how can Rav Chisda come be Mezalzel? It's a Mishnah. What's going on here? And then the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yosef. Zomra Gavra Vana Nasha. If men are singing and ladies say a refrain, Pritzusa, it's Pritzus. Zomra Nasha, if ladies are singing Vana Gavra and men are doing the refrain, Ke'esh Benores, that's like fire on flammable material. The man of Kamina, what's the difference? What? The thing is, it's also both cases, Levitula and Mekabar, you have power as a Rav to be Mevatel something. You first have to be mevatel when the ladies are singing. And Rashi explains because then people pay attention to them and Kodesh Ha'erva, and he comes to Averis. Why does Gemara bring that in here? If we're talking about listening to music as Chorban and Habayis, why is Gemara bringing here about the men and women singing for Simas Hashem? And then the Gemara continues, someone drinks wine with musical instruments, maybe Chamish Peronius La'olam, and he brings a pasuk, Hayu Mashkimi Boike, Sheikhi Dovim, Achri Beneshev, Yayin Yad Likim, V'hoyo Kino, V'neva, V'tay, V'cholo, V'yayin Mishteim, as Poyla Shev, V'yabitu, and of that, because of that, went into gods. As I say, the Gemara in Saita, so it's a very, needs a hesba, what is going on here, what is Asa Mitad the Mishnah, what's Mitad the Gemara, is it wine, is it not wine, what's going on here? So, first of all, it's not clear exactly what Rashi's shitta is. Does Rashi agree to Tosfos that one should be machmir for the Yerushalmi, that bikvius is asa, or is Rashi only asking alayai? The Rosh Feinstein takes on that Rashi agrees to Tosfos. And to listen to music bikvius or alayain is also. So the Bach has a chumrah based on his diuk of why the Gemara's mashma, even not alayain, Rav Huna says certain times of malacha you can play music, certain times you're not. From this Gemara, the Bach says it's mochach like Shittas Rambam that we'll say soon, that asses, even if it's not alayah. However, some achreinim on Miyash of Rashi Tosfos, who say it's only as alayahin, was pshatin Rav Huna. So the Yamsha Shlomo and Igos Moshe, they both mechamed the same thing. It's interesting, the Igos Moshe doesn't bring the Yamsha Shlomo, that the melacha is like bekvias. Melacha, when they're doing running their svina or whatever it is, whenever they do the malacha, they do it to a beat, is like bikvias. And what Rav Huna is saying more than the Mishnah is the Mishnah only says clearly you're not allowed to have music ala yayin, based on mishtois, and we've got pasuk leish to yayin. Rav Huna was mechadash that if you do bikvias, it's also asa. So Rav Huna is being moisiv hesba al derech ayushalmi. Rav Huna also holds, it's interesting how Tosfos brings Yerushalmi, it doesn't bring a rare for Rav Huna, but Al Kaponim, they are Miyash Rashi Tosfos are saying Rav Huna is adding on that Bikvius is Asa, unless it's certain types of Malacha, which is just to make sure that the Malacha is done properly. Which comes out Big Chumra. However, the Rambam Shitta is that there's a difference between singing and playing a musical instrument. And the Rambam says like this. Shir b'peh, if it's just singing, it's also alayayi. But if it's with musical instruments, that's also even not alayayi. V'chein gozru shaloi l'nagim b'klei shir. To use musical instruments, says the Rambam, is also. V'chol min ezemeh, v'chol mashmir kol shal shir. Anything which broadcasts the sound of Shir, Osul Ismaach Bohem, but Osul Shomon, you mustn't even listen, not just mustn't play, you mustn't listen, Neachuban. But if you're Shir Bapel, a Yain also, but even Shir Bapel is also when it's on Yain. And the Rambam ends off. Ukvanogu Kol Yisrael, the minhag of the whole Jewish nation is Loima Divresh Shpachis, Shishle Dois, Lakel, Uchayetzavoy Alayai. The minhag is, if you're doing shiras of the shpachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're singing such songs, it's mutar alayah. The Ramah in Siman Tov Kuf Samach paskels like Rashi and Tosfos, according to his understanding, that Rashi and Tosfos who say that it's only also alayayin or also bikvias, mean even musical instruments. Hayos the Gemara in Gittin Dav Zayin says, when they ask Ma'ukva, Zimra Minol Onda Osa, and the Gemara says, what do you mean? The Mishnah says a Pasuk, Shilish Diyayim, why is he saying a different Pasuk? Yisod Al Tismach, Gil Ba'amim. So the Gemara says, because what Ma'ukva was saying is, even Bepeh is Osa. So it's not clear if Bepeh and Beklei Zema are also Alayayin, or maybe Klei Zema is also Alayayin. It's not clear in Rashi, but the Ramah understood Badaz Rashi the Tosfos that if it's Klei Zema or Bepeh, it's all the same. Alayayin is also, if it's not Alayayin, it's Mutar. Bekvias is also, not Bekvias is Mutar.
What's Peshat Batik HaKadosh?
That was long before Churban HaBayis. Long before Churban HaBayis. But that's the Ramah. But the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam that b'shir b'keli is also b'choloifen, b'shir b'peh is only also alayayin. And that's what the Mechaber paskens. And what's interesting is because the Beisel, the Tor Beisel, also brings Chuvas or Rambam, who asks us even b'peh and even not alayayin. He's very machmir about it. And it's a stira between the Rambam and Chuvas or Rambam. And for some reason, which I don't understand exactly why, the Mechaber decides to paskin like the Rambam Yana Chazaka, not like the Chulas or Rambam, but he brings a Beis Yosef, and he allows Shir Bepeh when it's not Alayayin. Now this might all sound very surprising to us, because we're not used to this idea of having a problem at all with music. It's so novels today to allow listening to music, musical instruments, playing music instruments, encourage it. How does this fit at all with all these paskin? In fact, if you look in the more contemporary paskim, you'll see amazing how machmeh they are. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein wasn't known to be a great machmeh. And in this inyan, he says in Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simchus Samach Vav, the avada, you have to be machmeh like the Shittas or Rambam. To asa, music, bekeli, b'chol oifan, even not alayayin, not like the Ramah's understanding of Rashi. He says it's not b'chol mochach, but that's what Rashi was saying. Maybe Rashi agrees to the Rambam, and avada, you have to be machmeh, not to listen to music at all, unless it's a sort of mitzvah, like Tosfos says. And he says a ben Torah, a bal nefesh, should be machmeh, like Chuvas or Rambam, not even to sing Shir Bepeh, even Shaloi alayayin. As I know, Rabbi Shmeinstein, Mamish, Grace of Chumra.
Sorry.
Also, Rav Vosna writes, also, it sounds to us strange because we're not used to this type of mahalach. Rav Vosna writes, to learn music lessons, to know how to play musical instruments, Avada Osa, he says. L'chol ha-poskim, you shouldn't be doing that. To listen to music or to the smiths or no, but to bring an organ, that's what he's talking about in his time, into the house, he said, Avada Chasu Shalom. That's what he writes. Now we all know the minhag ha'olam is to be far more lenient than this. And it sounds very strange to us that these Gedolei HaPoskim were so machmeh about it. And nobody, as far as I know today, nobody keeps such chumras. Halavai, we stick to the Ramos, who's the most makel about this inyan, which asks us cliche alayayin or bikvias, but otherwise he's mako.
So now coming in between Jewish music and...
We're talking here about Yiddish music. Yeah. And the riff in Brachos brings what we mentioned before, Well, we mentioned before, here's an important point what you're saying, well, you'll see in a second. The Rif in Brachas, in the beginning of Ein Yodin, brings the Gemara, he gets in the Gemara, inside it brings all the Gemaras of our music. And the Rif is Machmir like the Rambam, and he ends off. Ha Domin on Zimra Bapuma Asa, that which we say you're not allowed to sing. Hana Melakigoy Neginas shall avas Odom lechaveir lechapeach yofa biyofyof. That's damn songs about people. Avol divrei shiris v'sishpochis v'zichroin chasodov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein Odom Yisrael nimna mizayis. To say songs to inspire people to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody says that's also. Or mina kol Yisrael la'omrom. Many colleagues are to say them based chasnas, based mishtoyes, because neginas, because simple lyrics, and mishem lichavazis. So classical music or other music, which is not zichrin chasod v'shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avada he holds its asa, but something which is to be inspired people, v'avodas Hashem or dveikas v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the riff that's mutter. So I want to tell you a very interesting mitzia, which I haven't seen brought down in the Bas game, but I think it's a Muradika Pesach for the whole Indian. We haven't got very long, so I'll try and be Makatsa. The Yerushalmi in Saita explains why is it Mishabatla Sanhedrin will Mavatul Bashir? Yerushalmi. Omer of Chizda, Borishoina Haisa Emas Sanhedrin Aleh, Veloi Hoyu Oimil Divri Nevola Bashir. אבל עכשיו שאין אימא סנהג'ין עליהם, הן אומרים דברי נבולה בשם. The Yerushalmi says, Amodizach, music is a very, very powerful thing. It affects people's emotions, and people are driven to a great degree by their emotions, and it's more people, so it's a very powerful tool. And in the time of the Sanhedrin, when Amas Sanhedrin Alem, when Claudius had a year of Shemayim because of the Sanhedrin, people didn't misuse music. But once Batla Sanhedrin, this was even before Churban Habayis, there wasn't this Ema Sanhedrin, and the music led to frivolity, and it led to Averis, and it led to Divrei Nevel Peh, and it led to Divrei Nitzonos, and Varship Say, Mimele, there are some music there. Very interesting in Matthias. The Rambam, when he discusses his shita of asking music, Bekli, even Shulal Yain, he says it's because of Churban Habayis. So it seems to me there's a two-tier Xena found in the article. Yerushalmi brings a chreinim to say this, that the original takana, which was Bisman HaMishnah, was because of this music might lead to averus divrei nevola, and v'shteitzach therefore, if it's divrei yisrish v'spachus and eidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not going to be a problem because it's not going to lead to bad things. And later, after Churban HaBayis, Bisman HaRoim, they asked music because of Churban HaBayis. And that's why you have different levels. But as you know today, people are making much more noise. So Achreinim say, Marshag and other Achreinim say, that for a person who there's a risk of falling Be'atzvos, Morashchaira, and he needs his spirits uplifting, Avada, Chazal, we're not Geyser, like we're not Geyser for a Chayla, this like a Chayli, and Mimela, Chazal, we're not Geyser. And I think that over recent history, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made such so many different types of music and musical instruments in recent history was our benefit in order to lift people's spirits. But when it comes to the time of the Oilam, and it comes to the time of 3 weeks, there the whole Oilam are machmir, like really we should be machmir the whole year round. But it's too much to expect for Klal Yisrael to be machmir the whole year round. And the Gemara says in Baba Basra Daf Samach, regarding after the Churban HaBayis, they wanted to asa eating meat and drinking wine the entire year. And the Gemara says, Daf Samach Omobayis, Mishachor HaBayis, Robu Purushim B'Yisrael, many people desisted, Shloyechol Basra L'Yishayayim. Came Rabbi Yeshua and says, no, it's not the right anhaga. So why are you not eating meat? So he said, on the Mizbeach there's no korbanos, there's no wine, there's no shiras halavim. How can we do any of these things anymore? So Rabbi Yeshua said, you shouldn't eat bread because batel ha-menachos and there's no flour. You shouldn't eat peiros because batel ha-chamayim. If you're gonna start answering like that, you have to ask everything, and it's not the right balance. The right balance is, says Rabbi Yeshua, that for most of the year we allow everything. For certain types of the year, during the 3 weeks, during the 9 days, during the Shosh Chavoy, depending on the minhagim, then we make a point of mentioning these things we're not going to do because of Korban HaBayis. I think today, when we have basically a heter not to keep the Takonos Chachomim because people need this music just to keep going and to stop them being depressed, but when it comes to small period in the year, of times of Avedus anyway, there Klal Yisrael are known to be Machmir to show that this is really the time to remember about Korban HaBayis and Avedus.